the word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
Do you have a Goliath-sized problem in your life? In 1 Samuel chapter 17, David did, and he knew how he would overcome a giant who was 9 feet 6 inches tall. In the latter part of verse 26, he says, "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" The problem has been identified. In verses 28 through 30, David was going back and forth with his brother Eliab, who questioned his motives, even becoming angry with him. Verse 31 says, "Now the words which David spoke were heard. They reported them to Saul, and he sent for him." Saul was the first king of Israel who did not trust in the living God. Verses 32 and 33 says, "Then David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.'" And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." Life is about facing obstacles and figuring out how to overcome them. Verses 34 through 37 says, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and killed it. Your servant killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.' Moreover, David said, 'The Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine.'" And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." In verses 46 and 47, the time had come for David to fight Goliath. He said to Goliath, quote, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all the assembly should know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into my hands." The God David trusted in is the exact same God who sent us Jesus, who paid for the sins of all mankind. Back to David and Goliath. Verses 48 through 51 says, "The Philistine drew near to David, and David ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine with a sling and stone. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head." In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul said to the brethren in Romans 8 verse 31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?"